Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, gentlemen.
Adam, plenty of racing news going on. Now, yesterday we had that TAREE meeting cancelled or postponed due to air quality, and it could be similar with Rose Hill on the weekend.
Yeah, Racing New South Wales stewards today, Dave, are going to keep monitoring that air quality throughout the afternoon before they make a decision whether that program at Rose Hill will go ahead this afternoon. I think all indications are at this stage it should be okay. The forecast is for us an improved air quality, but obviously the health of humans and horses has to come first. So I know we missed that TAREE meeting yesterday. Let's hope we can get through Rose Hill a little bit later this afternoon. The most interesting race, I suppose, today, guys, is the two-year-old opener. Looking forward to seeing how this plays out. And David Payne's got a first starter called Gem, whose first trial looked very impressive alongside Danger Zell on that Tilly Rose, the two recent winners of the big two-year-old races the last couple of weeks. So that probably holds most interest on the card. Let's hope we get through the program a little bit later today.
Yeah, big race at Kembla Grange this weekend is the Gong, a million-dollar race, and Brodie Loy is riding Noble Boy.
Yeah, we spoke a bit about Noble Boy yesterday, Laurie, but it's been confirmed that Brodie's definitely going to take the ride in this million-dollar race, which is a huge feather in the cap for Brodie. He's a jockey who, by his own admission, has had plenty of issues the last couple of years. He's been still on the sidelines. I think he's been battling some mental health problems, and he's come out the other side at this stage. So it's a huge credit to Brodie. No one is doubting at all his ability in the saddle. He's a tremendous rider when he's on song, and I think he's just resurrecting his career at the moment. And this horse is a horse that can take him a fairly long way. I think he rode him down there during the Melbourne Cup Carnival last week. He's keeping the ride for the Gong on the weekend. He's got his weight under control. He's getting down to 53 kilos, which is a no mean feat for Brodie, the way he walks around. So hopefully, he has a bit of luck there at Kembla Grange on Saturday.
And Velvet King, $6 favourite for the Railway Stakes, Adam?
Yeah, the barrier draw was finished yesterday. Jimmy, one stat that I was completely oblivious of until this week, or hadn't sort of dropped my memory, was Damien Oliver has never won the Railway Stakes.
Wow.
Perth Boy, obviously, he's gone back plenty of times. He's in Frankie Dettori territory at the moment. He's tried to win the Railway Stakes 17 times.
Hang on a minute.
17 times and yet to win the race. So,
what's he travelling via Fremantle in his races?
Well, he's got barrier 16 out of 16 on the weekend. So he could have a tough task with Akinar Star there. So I'm hoping Ollie can get across the line. Willie Bice decides to ride Regal Power. He's on barrier 16 as well.
Righto, what are we launching at today, mate? Come on, we got a quid. What are we backing?
Very tough program today, Dave. Only small fields. I couldn't find a whole lot of value, but one I think might be able to run a race first up. Race 4, number 6, Felicia from the Snowden Yard. I liked her two trials. It's a pretty open race, I think. I think she'll settle somewhere closer to the speed, and I don't think we've seen the best of her so far in her two campaigns today. I thought her trials suggest she's come like a much better horse. So race 4, number 3, Felicia on an each-way basis.